Everybody, it's Dan, and welcome to day 19. So in day 19, we're going to talk to you about making sure that you get all the little things also done. It's not just about doing all the big stuff. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, Dan Latto speaking. So let's talk about getting the little things done, as well as getting the big stuff done. Oftentimes it can feel like you're not really striving forward unless you're doing leaps and bounds. And I guess in my case, that's coming up with a new marketing campaign, creating a landing page, sending traffic to it, to having all the follow-up emails, and then closing a new client, and then buying a new property, and then whatever is the big stuff that's going on, buying another business, redoing the website for a completed business. You know, all that stuff is pretty big stuff. It's not something that it just takes, you know, you wake up one morning, I'm going to do this, and then you do it, okay? That's big stuff. It takes months, weeks, certainly it takes days. And also, that stuff is the stuff that feels like that you're really moving forward, that you're truly striving forward and making a change in your life that in the next few years, you know, you're going to feel the consequences of those actions that you've been taking. It feels really, really good. And that's awesome. But then there's another side of this coin as well, which is all the small stuff. So, like, for example, right now, I'm on my way to buy, are you ready? Dog food. Yes, folks, I'm off to buy dog food. In 5 years' time, when I look back at this day, and I go, I'm so glad I bought dog food on that day. Woof, life-changing. It's never going to happen. But if I don't buy the dog food, the dogs don't get to eat, right? And not only that, our dog food used to come from the UK. And, of course, Brexit, we made a decision not to buy from the UK because we've seen all the import duties, the customs duties and so on. How's Brexit going, folks? Not so well. Could be teething problems. That's what they keep telling us. But not convinced, quite frankly. It's a bit of a mess. But if I don't go out and find a place now to source dog food from, which is a small thing in the whole scheme of things, not for the dogs, of course. And yeah, I could go to the supermarket and buy, you know, the Spanish version of Pedigree Chum. But that's, you know, and just do it the easy way. But it's not. I need to spend some time actually looking, researching, and I'm going to do that at the store, right? So it doesn't feel like you're moving further forward. And another one, we need to go buy some kindling for the fire so that it makes it easy to start the fire. And it's like, 5 years' time, that's not going to make a difference in my life, but it's going to make a difference in my life today. And also, little things like actually going to the gym today, which I haven't done for like 3 weeks now, which is really bad, and I cannot get myself back into it, even contemplating going to the gym. It's downstairs, it's bloody freezing. We're going to paint it, we're putting some curtains up and separating it, and then we're going to heat it. And we've got a million other jobs that we have to get done. But me not going to the gym one day is no big deal. Me not going to the gym for 3 weeks, in 5 years' time, I'm going to feel that. Okay, because these are the habits that are going to continue. And one of the habits that I used to get into was not doing any of the small stuff whatsoever. And if you don't do any of the small stuff is like the glue between the big stuff. What's the point on buying a business, for example, if your relationship's not working very well? What's the point on generating leads at £6.79 a lead, which was one of the videos a couple of days ago, if you're, you know, 15 kilos overweight and you're taking time off your life expectancy? What is the point on all of that? And so these small things are what's worth doing. So one of the things I'm really bad at, birthday presents and Christmas presents. I'm so bad at this that my wife really these days doesn't even expect anything. And she's so surprised when I put some, and I was going to say put some thought into it, but I do put a lot of thought into it, and then I come up with zero usually. Never know what to get her. I'm just really bad at buying presents, right? So I'm just dreadful at it. It's just something I'm never good at. And I don't even celebrate birthdays for me. I just don't even care. And buying a card for someone at £3, what a waste of money. Here's something for you to put on your shelf for 2 days. I would rather make one out of paper and spend an hour making a card and colouring it in with my six-year-old. I would much rather do that. But for some reason, getting a card is important. I just don't understand it. So I'm really bad at that. So for me to then make an absolute effort on Christmases and birthdays, and I'm dreadful at getting cards. I still don't do the card thing. I need to order it from Moonpig. I don't even know if you can do that with Brexit anymore. It's probably a customs charge on that. But I'm so dreadful at that kind of thing. So, however, this Christmas and my wife's birthday is just before Christmas in December at the start. So what I did was I went and bought lots of different presents, wrapped them all up individually, and then give them. And she was so impressed. I got so many brownie points for that. But for me, that falls into the small stuff, because I don't add a lot of value onto that in terms of how I see presents and birthdays and Christmas. I just don't give a shit about those things for whatever reason. But my wife does, and so I have to see the world through her eyes as to what's important for her and in our relationship. You know, little things like doing a washing up and putting a washing in and all that kind of stuff. We have a cleaner, we have an ironer. It's the same person, it's not a separate person. So she comes and she cleans once a week, she does the ironing. And so that's good, but you know, you still have to put your clothes in a washing, the clothes in a washing machine, and the washing machine into the dryer, and so forth, right? You still have to load or unload the dishwasher. We still do that stuff, right? But that is really unimportant in 5 years' time, but not being in that relationship in 5 years' time is fairly important if I don't do the small things. And that's really the crux of what I'm getting to here. The small stuff is what brings it all together. Without the small stuff, life doesn't function. And I know you got small stuff, you know, like keys. Let's say you're in property and you need to drop some keys off with a builder or a lettings agency or whatever, right? Like, why are you doing that? It's the lowest common denominator. I pay someone £10 an hour to pick keys up and drop keys off, and so I get them to do them. I mean, it does help because I'm not in the UK, but even when I was in the UK, I still wouldn't pick up and drop off keys. It depends who it was. If it was Morgan's in Leeds, who were absolute wankers, the lettings agency, I used to pop in the Porsche 911 and go, yeah, we've rented another one, thank you. And they'd always say, well, we don't have the keys, the landlord's not giving us permission. It's like, it's okay, I've got him on the phone for you. And even then, we wouldn't hand keys over. Absolute twats. Jonathan Morgan. What a wanker. Anyway, so, like, there's just no need to be awkward, is there? But that's the small stuff. Picking up keys, dropping keys off. If somebody doesn't do that, the job doesn't go ahead, right? So it actually ends up being big stuff. But it doesn't mean that you should be picking up keys and dropping keys off. I've got to go 30 minutes and drive, pick up the keys, and then drop them off somewhere else. That's an hour out of my day. And that's really, really important when you could be paying somebody else £10 or £15 an hour to go and do that for you, while you're concentrating on the big stuff. Now, I'm not saying that you outsource all the small stuff, because you can't outsource all the small stuff. You have to do some of the small stuff yourself. And actually, little things, like, for example, there was one thing, like ironing. If you iron your own clothes, like, I know it takes time, but if you just spent 20 minutes ironing what you needed... I need to do a video on this, but I don't know if you've noticed this, but there's like this unwritten rule. Something's going on when you iron your own clothes, by the way. Something about you doing some of the menial work, and it's important to do, okay? Now, don't get me wrong, I love to outsource as much menial stuff. I was going to use the word meniality. I like to outsource as much meniality, because I don't think even that's a word, as possible. And so when I do that, when I outsource stuff, it frees up more time for me to go and do the big stuff. And so that's really important for you to do. So look, have a think about what the small stuff is in your life. Work out what you're spending time doing and what time other people could be doing that. If it's like getting a cleaner, by the way, if you've not got a cleaner, you need a cleaner. And I know if money's tight and you're at home, especially if you're home, you don't need to do that. But if you know, you need to get yourself to a point where actually paying someone £20 a week to do 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours is actually really beneficial for you. And if you're not at that stage in your life yet, then that's definitely something to be motivated by. But, you know, when I had two houses, one in the UK and one here in Spain, I had a cleaner in the UK and I had a cleaner in Spain. And the one in the UK, what she would do is she'd go buy me some supplies, I'd fly over, have a weekend, with the kids, we'd have supplies already in the house, which is great. And then when we left, she'd go and tidy it all up, ready for the next 2 weeks. I used to fly back to the UK every 2 weeks. Did it for 4 years, in fact. But also, we got a cleaner here. Get yourself to that point, and if you're not at that point yet, that's a really good place to get yourself. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a good day now. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.